We are live. Back at it, not a cent. Gotta give a big shout out to our sponsors, GS Construction, Not a Cent Clothing, the Tipsy Cow, and Ford. Thank you, Ford. Big time sponsor. I can't believe a name like yourself sponsors us, but
I love Hyundai.
Hey, we aren't sponsored by Hyundai, but she loves Hyundai. I'm here with Nurse Phil. And guys, this is going to be a pretty cool podcast, I feel. Probably not as much of the joking, but she can give a good rip on me. She's good at it, but she's a nurse, and she saves people's lives. And I just kind of want to hear and have her share her stories, because she's been talking with me, and I've been hearing some really cool things. And explain a bit of her traveling around the world, but Nurse Phil.
What?
Mic's yours. Give her a go. What do you...
Number one.
Sorry.
Quit it.
You work at... okay. Quit it.
Number one. Travel. Take it out. If your parents are getting old and you're worried, put them somewhere.
Yeah, for like, do you find that one of the, it's called palliative care?
Or... Yeah, I prefer you ask me questions.
Yeah, I know, so I will. So, that's like, one of the things being in the nurse industry, as you find, and especially with the baby boomers and people who are aging, how neglected that is for...
Yeah.
Yeah, and just kind of explain, what happens when people don't do those, take those,
Well, let me explain.
Yeah.
I take care of 32 patients on one floor of a long-term care facility. And, it's just...
So, if you do not put them in, like, an old age home or somewhere where they do take care of the elderly, they're going to end up where... You have them, like, at the hospital kind of thing?
No.
No.
What I'm doing is the government's idea of care.
And, like, do you feel that it's good? Or, like, is it starting to make the right progress? Or, like, how do you feel about... No, not at all.
No.
Yeah, so kind of give us Nurse Phil. Like, what do you...
I feel like I have 7 minutes a day.
That's it.
To take care of a human, of your grandfather, your grandmother, your great aunt, your mother, your dad. I have 7 minutes as a nurse. I've been trained, legalized by the government to give care, and I have 7 minutes.
So 7 minutes, like, only... Like, yeah. So what do they get, like, a minute here, a minute there, or is it 7 minutes?
No, it's seven, like, minutes of, I wash here, I wash there, I come and give them a cup of drugs, and that's it.
So no one's there, like, kind of talking to them, seeing how their mental health, like, but you only have 7 minutes, so while you're doing that
minutes.
Washing, you can only get so much conversation,
yeah.
Because these people are in a lot of isolation, right?
Mm-hmm. And
kind of what they yearn for is just conversation.
Yeah.
So, why is it that? Is it...
Because the Ontario government has mandated this is their point of care. Their POC.
So is that why you're kind of, like, stressing to people... If you have a little bit of money and whatnot, like, you know, put your parents or your grandma or someone in a proper care home that's privatized. Do they do it a little better?
That's tough.
Or is it like...
It's tough.
Do they give more attention or is it like...
Yeah.
But you have to pay for it though, right?
Yeah.
And this is kind of what you stress at is, like, you know, spend that money and, like, kind of be more private. Put your money to private and take care of your elderly. Because if not, they're going to end up with you and you only give them 7 minutes. And that's really kind of So what's 7 minutes? We're here 5 minutes. That's two more minutes. Commercial break. And that's the only time. That's all the time you get per patient a day?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
We're at 5:13.
Yeah. So. And this is what's awesome, Nurse Phil, that I have you, that you're on here and you're just kind of shooting the shit and talking the real truth, because these are the kind of issues and stuff that people don't know, right? And they don't hear. I'm an idiot to it too as well, because I take all this for granted, even like, you know, being a joker and an idiot and my podcasts and, you know, my sarcastic ways, life or death. You know, we don't always think about it, but it's on the front line of your job every day.
Every day. I take care of all the people.
So does
all the people that are old, forlorn, depressed, angry, and I get 7 minutes.
And with that, so how can that change? How can we give more than 7 minutes? What needs to be done? What do you think?
Right. Put it down.
Is it a, like a money thing, or is it more just like there's not enough people, like hands on kind of like, I don't know. But you're on the front line, right? So
write to your immediate government representative.
Yes.
And tell them that it's not okay. Imagine that it was your mom.
I totally understand.
Put her in a room.
Don't talk. So 7 minutes. So you're talking 23 hours and...
I work 8 hours.
There by themselves?
Yeah.
And only 7 minutes they see you?
Mm-hmm.
And the rest is what, television or a magazine or...
No, it's completely lonely. We put them in front of food and... Move them in and out. It's awful.
Do you find...
No,
I said, do you find...
I see it.
Okay, I see. Do you see that, like, it's almost a body and not a soul?
Yeah. 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 Every day, I hug these patients. I love them. But it's sad.
Well,
on
that note, we're going to go take a commercial break here. And that's the truth. And especially with our elderly, today's Sunday. I know often we're always thinking of our family and what. And if you have grandma or grandparents or papas, and people that are older and they're still in your life, make that time for them, because just like Nurse Phil said,
they've got something, a story to tell, a vision.
And it needs to be heard.
They are the teachers of our life.